Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden, en historiepodcast där en amerikan och en svensk lär varandra svensk historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins, and in this episode I'll be teaching Erik a little bit about a cult.
Yeah.
With no sex. In the champagne room or anywhere else for that matter. And for a long time they'll be traveling.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're called the Wet Dreamers.
Check it out. What's up, man?
Hey, negative.
How you doing, man?
Jag mår bra. Jag mår bra. Är trött. Hur mår du?
Oh, man. Not as tired. Nej. I'm not as tired.
Nej, but
I'm ready to rock and roll, man. I'm ready to teach you. You get to sit back and relax and learn a little bit about Swedish history. Are you ready?
I'm born to do this.
I'm born to do it. Nice. Well, we're... I'll just get right into it, man.
Sure, sure.
Well, actually, before we get into it, I want to remind people that they can send in stories for us to read and put in the subject who is to, either Eric or John, and send it to teachmesweden@gmail.com. We appreciate all of the suggestions. This one is actually something that my wife suggested for me.
Okay, vad spännande.
Yeah, it was like we looked for a certain type of thing.
Okay.
I was like, I want to hear a Swedish version of this. And then we started looking, and she found this for me.
Gud, vad spännande.
Yeah, man. So this is a Swedish type of thing.
Vadå, vänta nu. Så din fru gör efterforskningar på beställningar från dig? Det var ingenting hon det var inte så att hon hade det liksom på... Alltså, det var inte så att hon liksom hade den här grejen, utan du bara, jag vill ha något sånt här. Hon bara... Okay.
Och så började hon söka. No, not like that. We were both looking like we both had our... Okay. I started searching and, you know, it's easier for her in Swedish because I'm like, I have to like, what's the word for this?
Oh, you know that's true. Yeah. Okay.
So mm-hmm. I was looking for a version of that.
Rimligt.
She found it. She's like, oh, check this out. She didn't do the research for me though. Okay. I mean, she like found the topic and was like, here's a bunch of shit. sift through it and make it English. So that's where we're at now.
Okay, cool.
So in the 1720s.
My favorite.
Brothers Erik and Jakob Eriksson.
Uh-huh.
They're both soldiers and they dislike the way of the Swedish church.
Vem gör inte det?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. In the 1720s, yeah. Not a lot of people.
Nej, det är sånt.
They decided to break away from the church,
mm-hmm,
and start their own thing.
Nej.
Yes.
Okay.
And then at the time, I wanted to, throughout this whole thing, you know, Sweden geographically has morphed a bit.
Yeah, it's det är väl Norge och Finland.
Yes,
och,
exactly. So this is like Finland, Sweden.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
Okay.
This little, so some... Today, geographically, they would be in Finland, but at the time, it was Sweden.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. And the city is Kelvio.
Kelvio, okay.
Yeah, that's what the... maybe it's Kelvio. I don't know.
Är det långt upp, va? Eller?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. it's now Finland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Men jag menar, det låter som att det är ganska norrut, liksom.
Oh, okay.
Det är bara,
probably.
Jag vet inte.
Ja, probably. Erik and Jakob subscribed to a pietist form of Christianity. They didn't believe you should only honor and believe in God, but you should live in the way that demonstrates your commitment to God.
Oh, two of those.
You have to have a heartfelt faith.
Okay.
And we would call it pietist, these people.
I USA, eller?
Yeah, in English, yes, pietist.
Yeah, a pietist.
Yeah, and okay. It's the people that are, like, deep. You remember... what's it called? Da Vinci Code?
Da Vinci Code, yeah.
The one who hurt himself.
Yeah.
Whenever he had a worldly feeling.
Yeah.
What did it call? Albino?
Yeah.
Big albino guy.
The albino fuck.
Exactly.
Men han är ju elak. Han är ju väldigt elak.
Yes.
Han springer ut och skjuter nummer i huvudet för fan.
It's out of his mind, man. But when they have this, like, way, like they call, like, when they make that change to this form of Christianity, it's called the new birth.
Ah.
It's like an awakening, or it's referred to as like an awakening or a new birth that they go through.
Men kan man inte vara en born again Christian? Inte det samma.
You can be born again Christian, but these people, it's like they change the way they live, like all of the things of the world. They need to live like Christ.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like put your sandals on.
And move to Jerusalem.
Exactly. But it's not known when and where the Erickson brothers began to depart from the church. But it is known that some writings of the well-known Pietist mystic Gottfried Arnold already in the 1720s fell into their hands.
So
Gottfried Arnold kind of influenced them.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, they seem to have diligently read the works of the Englishman John Portage, which contained a further development of the teachings of the great philosopher Jakob Boehm.
Sorry, Boehm. Porridge?
Portage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Herr Gröt.
John Gröt told me.
Underbart namn. Hey, John Gröt.
Can you walk on water, John Gröt?
I can walk on gröt. Okay.
Drink this porridge in the name of the Lord.
Eat this porridge because it is my body.
And my body is knäckebröd.
This porridge is my blood. And this knäckebröd is my blood.
It's my body. the service and associated ceremonies were, they argued, inconsistent with the worship of the apostles and the early Christians, therefore reprehensible. So they believe, like, the church...
Lärjungarna, eller vadå?
No, they're saying that the churches, like, the way that the services go, it's like, that's not Christ-like.
Nej.
You know, they felt like it's not, it needed to be more, you know, more like Jesus and less about the church.
Okej. Det låter ju för sig... Alltså,
well-meaning, right?
Ja. nu vill jag inte säga mer. För jag vet inte vad som kommer. Sounds well-meaning, right?
I mean, like, I was also like, okay.
Yeah.
I could get this.
Yeah.
You kind of get this. They also didn't like infant baptism.
Nej. Jag skriver under på det också.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna join. They didn't like exorcism.
Nej.
They didn't like a lot of the scripture.
Yeah.
And the usual way of administering the sacrament were rejected. So that's the
blood and the... Yeah.
Baptism and communion had, according to Erickson, to their claims, been completely changed by the Antichrist.
Okay, nu börjar vi. Nu börjar
so because of that, there's no restoration. You can't get... restoration or forgiveness by Christ. And they said it would be sufficient to merely maintain the spiritual meaning of these institutions while their external use under prevailing conditions should be avoided.
Men det här är så himla dumt. Var får de det här ifrån då?
That's how they felt, man.
Yeah.
That's how they felt. And like they like even married, you couldn't have sex. Like that's they were that deep about
what?
It. Yeah, was Jesus fucking?
Oh. Men okej, menar de att tyckte de att alla skulle göra så här eller var det de som ville göra så? Alltså så här, för jag menar de förstår väl också the birds and the bees. Alltså de förstår väl hur mänskligheten fortsätter leva.
Yeah. Are they worried about living on or are they worried about joining the Father,
oh, it's the
Son
afterlife,
and the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
Stop thinking in a worldly way, Eric.
Yeah, so stupid of me. Stop clamming to reality.
Yeah, man. Having sex with your girlfriend or wife.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Would Jesus do that?
I mean, that pish posh, you'll never get into heaven.
Never get into heaven. Fucking. So with there no religion, teaching would be rejected. There wouldn't be one person that's heralded, like priests and pastors, in traditional Christianity.
Okay.
They didn't have like one like that. It would be bound to certain people, and no special study in schools and academies was necessary, so you don't have to like get a certification.
Okay.
But everyone who experienced the immediate calling and enlightenment of God should have the right to learn and preach.
Alla som är knäppa, med andra ord.
Yeah. If you look into a hat, like Joseph Smith.
Jag hittade Gud i min muffin. Kom, du får lära ut. Här, kom. Det är klart, du.
You're definitely a teacher of Christ.
You've had
teachings.
The calling, sir.
Sabbath observance, as restricted to a particular day, was considered contrary to Christian liberty.
Okay.
The true children of God did not need a fixed day of rest.
Okay.
For the work of the earthly calling did not concern them much, as they, warriors of the spirit, did not engage in trade.
Vad är det här? Alltså varför är de så... Det är som att de bara typ läst igenom hela Bibeln och bara hittat fel. Och bara, nej, och sen vilar vi inte. Och det spelar ingen roll, och ingen sex. Och det känns bara som att de, det är bara gnällspikar ju.
Especially if you think about that, that like God worked for six days according to the Bible.
Yeah, till och med Gud vilade för fan.
Jesus was a carpenter.
Hela inledningen är ju för fan att man vilar en dag.
Yeah. Because he worked the rest of the time. But not them. They were like, you want to be God, like, don't work, man. We don't deal with... They didn't engage in trade because money is worldly.
Okay. Good luck in the world.
Prayer was considered most powerful without words.
Vad betyder det?
You need to have purely inward prayer. It's real.
Men då tänker man ju ord.
Yeah, you think them. You think on the inside. You think you thank the Father inwardly.
Yeah.
All that can be prayed with words is contained in our Father. Is what they said.
Jag förstår.
So it sounds like it's great, right?
Jag förstår inte de här bröderna överhuvudtaget.
Brothers, Broder Eriksson.
Yeah.
They had opinions about the nature of God that are reminiscent of Jacob Böhm. I will say his name like that. His teachings. He believed that the Son of God became human through the Virgin Mary. Before the birth of Christ, God recognized himself as a virgin.
Vänta, nej, okej, det här är för mycket. Gud var oskuld innan Maria blev gravid.
Yes.
Och hon är fortfarande oskuld, för hon hade aldrig sex.
And the virgin God, you know, before Jesus.
Sure.
Is therefore a mirror of God's wisdom and knowledge. So put your dick away. So it goes down to.
Men menar de att Gud efter Maria är besudlad och smutsig? Eller?
I guess so. I mean, he had to be killed anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Böhm follows Luther in that he views Mary within the context of Christ. They also shared his view of Adam, that from the beginning, he was a man and a woman in one person.
Spännande.
Yes.
Ja, vad progressivt.
His full name, because Adam is short for Adamaphrodite.
Oh my god.
No, I was just playing. I made that part up. Adamaphrodite. we'll just call him Adam.
Yeah. Just shorten it a bit.
No, Adam was a man and a woman in one person. Nevertheless, the reproduction of the human race could have taken place through Adam in a much more perfect way than what then became the relationship. But when he got the desire for creation, God decided, in the face of his complete loss, to divide him into men and women and give him Eve to help.
Vad är ett bättre sätt att föröka sig på? Är det typ, every time Adam farts, a new person is born? Vad är grejen liksom?
I don't know.
Jag är både mannen och kvinnan.
It's a man and a woman. It's more fun. God is like, you know what? Let's give him a little fun.
Fast det låter i och för sig väldigt enkelt att vara bägge delarna i ett förhållande. Yeah. Alltså,
definitely.
Det är ju sjukt mycket mindre konflikter. Det är verkligen typ så här, kan du inte disk? Jo, det är jag, just det. Fan. Just det. Det blir ju inget problem liksom.
You have to have all arguments in the mirror. Don't you look at me like that?
Som en taxi driver.
Exactly.
Are you talking to me?
You talking to me? Thus, since the fall consisted of Adam's desire for an earthly woman, the marital, that is, the sexual union, was generally regarded as sinful or at least harmful,
mm-hmm.
especially as the people who were on the path to perfection lost it through marital intercourse. Parasitical body, which they have begun to assume through new birth. So they have a new, when you have your new birth, when you have your awakening,
yeah.
then you become this being that this should not have sex anymore.
Okay.
Because it's harmful and sinful.
Kul grabbar.
Yeah, just fun, man.
Ska du till Ericssons? De har fest. Nej.
I'm so tired of inward praying.
Inward praying, fula sandaler och ingen sex. Jag tror inte det. Fuck it.
In a nutshell. marriage should therefore preferably be avoided.
Oh.
And where it was entered to, they should at least refrain from all sexual intercourse with one another.
Vad är då poängen? Varför ska man vara gift om man inte ens... Okej, här är min teori. Du finns ingen anledning att vara gift med någon om du inte har sex med personen. Eller hur? För giftermål är en symbol för en kärlek som inte bara är platonisk.
Yeah.
Så det finns ingen anledning att vara gift då.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point of getting married?
Nej. En får bara hälften av den andras grejer. Om
I'm not even putting it. Yeah, I'm not even, I can't get no pussy. You can't get my couch. Yeah.
Right? My couch.
That's all they have back then. You can't get my bench.
Yeah, yeah.
Made by Jesus himself. The carpenter that did not take that day off.
He wasn't resting. He was building a bench.
They mainly emphasized Christ in us and did not want to distinguish between justification and sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
They also believed that sinless perfection could be achieved already here on earth.
Okay.
They also felt that some had the advantage over other children of God, which, I mean...
Oh.
Right?
Nu börjar bli lite elitistiskt här, då.
That they would already in this life be allowed to come to the inheritance and become pillars in the temple of God in the new Jerusalem.
Men de två var väl inte tillhörde väl inte den gruppen, va? Eller?
I'm sure they made it. But
some of us are better and vi är två av dem.
Sex with your brother does not count.
Det här är inte sex, det här är...
I'm just fixing something. I was looking for something.
I was fixing something.
Fixing to put my dick in them.
Bästa sättet att försöka förklara en otrohet. Nej, älskling, jag håller på att fixa en grej.
I'm just fixing my brother's booty hole, man. Something wrong with it.
Oh, shit.
So that's their religion.
Okay.
But back then, you weren't allowed to have religious freedom like that.
Nej. Nej, för kyrkan, nej. Och jag fattar ju varför när jag hör det här skit.
They're like, every other religion is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Trust me, this is the best one right now. We're not going nuts, you know, just give us a little bit of tax money and just go about your business, everybody.
Det är alltid någon som är så här, men tänk om te och bananer är samma sak. De bara, nej. Stopp bara, vi har det här.
The Erickson brothers got in trouble for their radicalism, believe it or not.
I believe it.
In 1726, they were taken to court for their defiance and teachings, and most importantly, their absence from communion.
They're
probably in the back. You're doing it wrong! Where's the grits?
It's supposed to be porridge!
Where's John's porridge? I really think we have to tell him that his name is Portage.
Yeah.
How are you having communion with John without John's porridge?
Ericssons, ni har byggt en religion på en lögn. Det är porridge.
Huh? Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Fuck.
My bad. Have sex, everyone.
You can fuck now. Fucking porridge. In true Swedish fashion, they managed to delay their case for 7 years. And on May 4th, 1733, the court determined that the Eriksson brothers should be exiled.
Okay.
The court said that.
Yeah.
And of course, this was a suggestion that was sent to the king for review by his majesty and members of the Court of Appeals. They passed it on to the priest of Stockholm, mm-hmm. who would then determine if Eriksson could get back to serving God the right way.
Om de vill det då, med andra ord.
All right. So while they were awaiting the decision, the Eriksson brothers, they were still, of course, it is Sweden. They were still free to stay.
Yeah.
In Sweden, Finland, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to Stockholm. And they started hanging out with this guy named Johan Conrad Diepel. And Conrad was also a radical pietist.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't completely agree with him, but they also had much in common with that form of pietism.
Mm-hmm.
And collaboration with them it wasn't only possible, but it was initiated. And they started gaining followers from the Conrad people.
Uh-huh.
They started like, oh, you know what? These guys are talking some good stuff. I'm tired.
I like this little sex talk.
I want to be more like Jesus. I like Gret. Conrad followers, Conrad promoted radical anti-church tendencies as well. And they had them. So it was a kind of a natural... what is it? Collaboration.
I mean, det är väl lite så här, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Att så här, ingen av oss gillar hur kyrkan ser ut.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're together now. And then they started telling the followers, you know what? We should leave, everybody.
Alltså lämna Sverige?
Yeah, let's go. Why don't we go, man? We don't need to be here. The church is so stupid. Yeah. Why don't we all leave?
Yeah.
While they're waiting to find out if they're going to get exiled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they started like putting it on their own terms.
Oh. Snyggt.
Yeah. And they were also like kind of talking about, we can be missionaries. We can spread this wonderful religion of ours. So they submitted a request for a travel permit and permission to go abroad.
To
Sweden.
Jaha, från Finlands delen, eller vadå? Nej.
From the country.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They were like, yo, what can we go around and can we leave? Are we allowed to go travel? Like, leave Sweden?
Yeah.
And they spread like this manuscript that they had written that made it appear like they triumphantly rejected the priest's arguments.
Okay.
So it was like propaganda that they put out there. Like,
yeah.
That they rejected the arguments of the Stockholm priest. And on June 21st, 1734, the Swedish government approved the Eriksson's request to leave Sweden/Finland.
Yeah.
On July 19th, they went on the move to spread their religion.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There were people that were willing to join them in their exile. By the time they left, there was a total of 61 people that left with them.
61 personer?
Yeah.
Som inte ville ha sex längre.
Yeah. There's more.
Yeah.
You get closer to God. That's what it is.
Right. Du, det är också en grej. Om de vill leva som Jesus. Och så, jag måste bara, det här har jag tänkt på nu en liten stund.
Okej.
Okay. Kolla här. De påstår att Jesus aldrig hade haft sex. Och de påstår det för att det står ingenstans i Bibeln att han hade sex.
Right.
Okej. Okay. Står det någonstans i Bibeln att han bajsar? Eller att han äter morötter?
Great point.
Alltså, allt som inte står där, har de bara kommit på det så här, han gjorde aldrig det. Nej, det gjorde han. Nej. Nej.
Does it say in the Bible that he ate porridge?
Yeah, right. Where do you get off? Where do you get off?
We don't get off.
Where do you get off? Nowhere.
In my sleep.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and inwardly ask exactly. for forgiveness.
De syndar ju typ så fort, för att du vet, om ingen vet så är det ju så att en man kommer ju komma förr eller senare.
Yeah.
För att om du inte tar hand om det på något sätt. Yeah.
Yeah, haven't they, you know how many wet dreams they had, man? On
oh,
this,
that was some wet nights.
The Erickson brothers always have a wet spot on their back.
So you can see who's spooning who.
I promise you there was no funny business.
Oh, I guess
my brother had a wet dream again. He's praying inwardly about it.
Hey, Eriksson. Oh, jag antar att Jakob var storskeden i natt.
All right. So there were 61 left from Stockholm. They went to Cape Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And they met 30 believers from Finland and from around Finland and Sweden. They gathered and met them in Copenhagen. So now they had over 90 people as a part of this this society.
Ah, good crowd.
They bought a ship.
Yeah.
Even though they were talking about not using trade.
Yeah, but what's up with that? Oh, helt plötsligt känner mig inte så nära Gud. Oh, så har vi köpt en båt. Oh, nu är jag nära igen. Så, nej,
var inget. Go pray inwardly about it. Father. I'm only allowed to say father. Father.
Father, good prayer.
So they got the ship. The plan was to settle somewhere open-minded and spread the word. They tried Denmark, Germany, and Holland, but were driven away. And in some places, they were taken to trial.
Okay,
because people were like, "What the fuck are you doing?" You know, and they were trying to get them put in jail for that. And some places, shot at them. From land, as they tried to bring, because they heard about these traveling people. So their voyage.
Get out of here.
Their voyage.
We like to fuck.
Get out of here, you dry dick bitches.
<They're> like, it's the wet dreamers.
You know in America they call it the Dream Act, the thing for immigrants to be able to you come to America
stay there.
The Wet Dream Act is for these people to come and stay there.
Oh yeah.
Thanks Obama. Shit. The Wet Dream Act is why we're allowed to be in your country. This voyage would go on for 11 years.
Oh.
11 years.
Oh.
They were basically nomads going around from country to country on this ship.
Mm.
The winds of the sea took them to Norway on two separate occasions. And it was so cold there, they had to dig caves in the mud on an unguarded coast so that the elderly could be warm.
Oh, just like Jesus.
Just like Jesus.
Du bummer. Oh, vilka idioter. Oh. Åh, jag kan få en trötta.
Man är elderly, too.
11 år! Hur möjligt! Åh, vad de måste vara övertygade.
So they dug holes in the sand so that the old people don't, like, freeze. They couldn't be out on the water.
Yeah.
Man, and the younger and stronger members will remain on the ship in the water.
Yeah.
While the old people sat in caves. On land. I know that's a small detail, but I died laughing when I read it. And I thought for sure you needed to hear this. Okay, they were able to stay in Denmark for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Altona, Denmark. Geographically, that is now like Hamburg, Germany.
Ja, ah, okej. Okay, ah.
Geographically, but that was Denmark at the time.
Det är som en liten ö då, antar jag, eller? Eller ligger det, är det på fastlandet Danmark, eller är det någon liten ö?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look at that.
Nej, ah, okej. Okay, ja. Det är skitsamma.
Yeah. Ah. But there on September 18th, 1737, Jakob Eriksson died.
Good. Okej. Okay. Hur dog han?
Didn't say how he died.
Nej, okej.
He was buried in Hamburg. It's probably
was it stupidity?
He died digging a trench for an old man. It was cold in Norway.
Oh shit.
No, so now the younger brother, he was a sergeant. He was a sergeant and when he was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Erik Eriksson, he's the leader of the group, yeah, slash sect slash cult. I don't know what you want to call it.
I call it all those things.
And he was able to get loyalty from the group. He was a little more vocal. He was a little more, you know, forward than Jakob. He controlled and he united them well.
Uh-huh.
And while in Altona, another exiled pietist named Lars Segerholm tried to get some people to leave the Eriksson followers group and join him.
Okay.
So then Eriksson warned the people, if they join Segerholm, they'll be following a man who has a mistress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alltså en älskarinna.
Yeah, he has a woman on the side. And that kept people there. They didn't want to deal with somebody who not only was fucking, but was fucking two people.
Yeah, but shouldn't he just... Han kan ju bara säga så här, men nej, men han har sex med sin fru. Och då hade han varit så här, oh.
Good point. But it worked. They kept people there.
Okay.
There was also beef with another man named Sven Rosén, who was close with the Eriksson tribe. And then in London, Rosén took to another teaching and officially quit the Eriksson tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Eriksson warned his people that this was the apostle of the Broadway and the wide gate.
Apostle of the Broadway?
Yeah. Jesus Christ Superstar. Thus the play Jesus Christ Superstar was born. He called it of the Broadway.
Come join me.
Oh, Roseanne is at it again. He's using entertainment to take away my members.
I'm here to tell you about the teaching of Jesus Christ.
He never had sex, but he was so nice. It was Jesus.
He was a motherfucking Jesus.
The never fucking Jesus.
The never ever fucking Jesus Christ.
Jazz hands.
I want to go with him.
No! Roseanne! Oh. But he said that Roseanne didn't imitate Jesus enough.
Okay.
He didn't live enough like Christ.
Okay.
His more stern style was received well by the remaining followers. Guess how many followers are left?
Nu.
They had 90.
De hade 90. Mm. Och sen 11 år på sjön. Yeah. Och sen grävde de ner massa gamla i hyddor.
Yeah.
Och det var kallt. Okej, 23?
So, you're so good at guessing this stuff, man.
No?
After 11 years of wandering foreign lands, Erik Eriksson returned with 26 people.
Oh, shit!
Well done, man.
Nice.
Who, despite all the suffering and renunciation, remained faithful to him. Those 26 were diehard.
Yeah.
They got back to Sweden at the end of April 1745. The country had now received somewhat milder religious laws.
Okay.
Which permitted return of the exiled with restrictions.
Okay.
I don't know what the restrictions are.
Nah.
Many had abandoned.
Shut the fuck up.
Keep your shit together, all right? And leave our Gret alone. Many had abandoned the society during the exile. Of course, the Erikssons, in the opinion of some, well, this last Eriksson, not Jakob, but Erik, he was kind of tyrannical.
Okay,
they thought, and he lost some Swedes and Finns, but some Germans joined him instead.
Nah.
So he brought on some Germans. So he was like losing some, but getting more people.
Okay.
Then in 1746, they rented a house on Södermalm.
Uh-huh.
But that didn't last long because they had infighting and the society kind of broke apart for a bit.
Det blir som man blir kollektiv.
Yeah, exactly. And that summer, leadership got permission to stay on a farm called Skjevik.
Skjevik?
In Värmdö.
Uh-huh. Just det.
Then in September 1746, a place was bought by the merchant Anders Almqvist in Linköping. Mm-hmm. And made a permanent home for the Ericsson Society. And due to the time that they were at Skjevik, the first like actual location, the name Skjevik stuck to the society, and they were called Skjevikare.
Skjevikare?
Or Skjevikarna.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And they have friends in high places that helped finance the group.
Okay, such as?
The Swedish noblemen. There were German, Finnish, and Danish benefactors, and they all helped them with the generous gifts. They had enough money in case of emergency, and they had a place to live and furniture, and of course they had wine that they got from the Finnish benefactors.
Yeah.
And they were expected to avoid coffee and tea.
Vin bra, kaffe och te är dåligt.
Yeah. And tobacco and brandy were allowed.
Yeah. Det låter verkligen bara som en preference.
So they're allowed to work. The brandy was sometimes used for medication too.
Yeah, of course. Yes, yeah. Yes. Strictly medical, yeah.
Just throwing it out there. They were allowed to work they worked on their farm. But for the most part, they lived off the generosity of their friends. So they didn't have to go to a day job. Because did Jesus do that? No.
Han var snyltare. Precis som dem.
Exactly. So that would be considered going after earthly rewards. So they weren't allowed to do that. So on the whole, both the state and the church authorities now seem to have let them live in peace and treated them with great indulgence. Just give them what they want, keep them quiet, keep them happy. It wasn't that many of them anyway.
Nay.
And they had, the government in 1741 had issued a royal letter saying that the people that harbored dissenting opinions from the evangelical Lutheran doctrine would be left in peace and quiet. So it's like you can disagree with the church now.
Okay.
In 1741. Unless they spread their disillusions and thus deceived others.
Okay.
So you can't be this missionary shit. Mm. Can't be doing that anymore. You just do your thing. And they're not going to procreate anyway.
Eller hur? Men precis, alltså det verkligen, det finns ingen framgångsprospekt för det här.
There's one story I kept out of here of them being kept off land when they went to a country, but they wanted to, this lady was having labor pains, so people got pregnant.
Yeah. So isn't that a mystery?
But it was like frowned upon.
Yeah.
But they still were fucking.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're still humans.
Oh.
So that part, I didn't want to go too deep. It's a lot of information. This shit, it was so much information.
There was a lot of information about the fucking on the boats.
She was in the name of the Lord.
Oh, my God.
In the 1750s, the priest, Erik Granholm, reported to the diocese board that a large number of visitors used to flock to Skjevik.
Okay.
The chapter in Uppsala diocese responded by giving him a restraining order. He would, without delay, make himself more informed of the position at Skjevik and, if he found necessary, submit a provable statement that such measures and steps could be taken. So they're protecting them, like stay, don't go reporting on these people.
Yeah, de får vara där. De kommer ändå dö ut snart. Det är lugnt.
Exactly. The state authorities were gentle as well. So the Skjeviks are getting, they're like a respected members of society now.
Yeah,
they were even in May 1756, they agreed with the parliament because they hadn't paid. They hadn't paid tax money. In years.
Yeah, because they don't believe in it.
All right. Well, for religious reasons, yeah. I can't pay taxes. I got to tell...
Did Jesus pay taxes?
I got to tell Teletour this.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'm a Quivikana. I can't pay my phone bill, man. Would Jesus pay it? Hello? So they were exempted from the tax due to... the fact that they were, according to the government, old and sickly.
Yeah. And bums.
And this is 1750s.
Yeah.
And they've been going on this over 30 years now.
Oh, they've
been at it.
Oh.
And not really procreating. The maximum number of permanent members of the society, the Sjövikarna, doesn't seem to have exceeded 30. There was also a branch in Stockholm headed by German Ludwig Melchior Bluth.
Okay.
Where where the ones that were excluded from the society, if they wanted to be readmitted, had to undergo a longer or shorter trial. So they got out and then allowed to come back in.
Okay.
The men and the women lived separately.
Mm.
They lived in like a commune type of thing.
Yeah.
And they had rules that everybody had to follow. There were traces of rebellious spirit at first, but Erik Eriksson would drop the hammer and discipline and get obedience from everyone.
Erik the Hammer Eriksson.
The next decades after returning home were the heyday of the community. New members were added from time to time, but not that many. Like I said, they never really got over 30. There were other leaders and whatnot, but Erik was in charge for the most part. And if people died, they were buried at Johannes Cemetery in Stockholm.
Mm-hmm. Varför just där? Bara för att...
That was just the place. I mean, that was just their. That's the cemetery they chose.
Yeah, okay.
Erik Eriksson himself died in September of 1761 and was buried in Johannes Cemetery in Stockholm.
Yeah.
After that, division began to gain more and more ground. And the Sjövikarna starts going downhill.
Yeah.
The management of the company's affairs came into weaker hands. Look, first to this guy Bluth, the German guy.
Yeah.
And the discipline of the people dropped significantly, which means they started fucking, is what I'm guessing.
which rules should we ignore first? I'm thinking sex.
Exactly. And the guy Anders Almqvist, who bought the place in Linköping for them, he decided to join them and live there now and be a part of the... He was just like a money guy.
But
then he decided to join them.
Han blev övertygad.
Yeah. And then... but that's pretty much the end of the Sjövikarna once Erik Eriksson passed on and they started losing discipline. In Stockholm and Uppsala, there are preserved manuscript collections with letters and other records of the community members. The farm remains, Sjövik's farm, remains today and is a conference facility under private management. Around Sjövikarna, there's legend formed, among other things. It's said that they used to have meetings and silent meditation moments in Sjövik's cave, a large gorge on Värmdö Island.
Mm-hmm.
Tours are arranged there when they get you can get stories told to you about the Sjövikarna.
Okay.
And the burial ground is shrouded in myth. Their burials are said to have taken place so that at night they brought the dead bodies to the cemetery and threw them over the wall where they were found the next day. And without ceremonies, they were buried by gravediggers.
What the fuck?
I guess they didn't want to pay for a funeral. That's some cheap shit.
Vad skulle Jesus gjort? Släng över muren bara. Herregud.
They'll take care of it.
Yeah.
He lived as died as he lived. All right. Keep it inward. Are you crying? Keep that shit inward.
Cry without tears.
Another myth about them, or like a folk tale about them, is that they were buried in unopened soil at the cemetery in Stockholm. Since they didn't want to have contact with the church, not even to bury the dead, a priest offered to bury them in unopened ground so that they would not leave corpses on the ground alone.
Why the unopened ground?
Like, you got to break the ground to dig a hole and put it in there.
Yeah.
But they were just throwing people on top. They don't want to have bodies just laying all around
the
cemetery. So he would go and say, all right, we'll do it. Like, we'll take the body.
Oh, okay.
You can do your thing here. And then they dig a hole and put it away for
you. Uh-huh, okay.
That's pretty much it, man. About their appearance. Here's a statement about their appearance in the 1840s, because there's very few left by the time the 1840s came around.
Yeah.
And it says they still did their thing, and they were dressed like ancient hermits in calf skin and burrow, long down the shoulders, completely unkempt hair.
Unkempt?
Not done. Like,
oh, yeah.
Nappy, tangled and
yeah.
not done at all.
Yeah.
And it shows they were impressed by, and still right up to the end of the community followed the old style of dress. The long hair was not quite so remarkable in the 18th century, but on the other hand, calfskin costumes, especially since several of the members had previously been wealthy people. Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of they have been wealthy people enjoying this bullshit.
Yeah.
And on July 2nd last year, a program about the strangers in people and faith was broadcast on Swedish radio. So there's a Piet story about the Sjövikarna.
And
that is the story of the tiny cult of the Sjövikarna.
Då måste jag fråga Jonathan, vad, när du sa jag vill hitta en svensk version av, vad är...
I just wanted an occult story.
Yeah,
occult. Those are always good.
Yeah, 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 of course, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think of like the Heaven's Gate and stuff like that. Yeah. I was wondering like, Swedes are kind of a flock people anyway. I feel like there's a flock mentality here a lot. So I figured a cult might be something that...
And was this the most successful cult in Swedish history?
There is one that we'll do at another time.
Okay, 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 cool.
So this isn't a successful one, but this was just... I found it fascinating. I think I exiled for 11 years.
Underbart, men det känns som den dummaste...
Yeah, the people are stupid.
Det måste vara den dummaste kulten av alla, tror jag.
Most of them, most cult stuff I hear about is like crazy sex stuff.
Yeah.
It's always some guy that's like, you gotta have sex with me.
Exakt. Nästan alla sekter och kulter handlar egentligen om att en man är kåt.
But this one makes sense that the first place they got a home was Södermalm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like an anti-cult.
Yeah.
It's like a hipster cult.
Yeah, it says something about Södermalm.
Yeah. It's like, where can we go where we can go against the grain in our cultism? Södermalm.
Kan vi ha rutiga skjortor och skägg och dricka sojalatte?
Long, unkempt hair and calf skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're a hipster. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. Oh man.
De finns kvar, Sjövikarna. Underbart.
Yeah man, thank you.
Tack så mycket för det här.
Thanks for checking out.
Det var kul.
This episode of Teach Me Sweden. Shout out to the Sjövikarna.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know you're out there.
Those of you that want to support us and for example, we put these on video as well, so some people have been watching this. Then just go to patreon.com/teachmesweden to support and join any tier that you want and get different stuff.
It's much appreciated. Show me the money. Show me the money. Show me the money!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hit us up at teachmesweden@gmail.com. Thanks for checking us out, man. We'll be back with another story in Swedish history very soon. It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
And Teach Me Sweden.
Hey.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.